be famous. Who wants to die for art?
You disgusting hippie pig.
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society. Come join the fun.
Podcasting live from the recent past and the beautiful Dogwater Studios in Sparks, Nevada, this is the worst little podcast in the world. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, accompanied by Mr. Nick Ramirez, hey. Chewbacca, and our Viceroy of First Impressions, Little Ricky. Thank you for joining us today.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
I suppose I should mention Cody since he's here all the time, too. So, hey, Cody's here with everybody. But
You don't have to mention him on the open.
Yeah, yeah, he's not really a part of the show.
No.
Total dicks. Just wait.
Oh, man. I'd say I love my job, but nobody pays us for this. Well, no, right. We do get paid.
Oh, it's still a job.
It's still a chore.
Yeah.
It's just not paying.
One of us
rent.
Works really hard on this show.
Yeah.
And I thank you for noticing. Yeah, I really appreciate it all.
I thought he was talking about the
wrong dude, man.
Nobody else does a damn thing around here for the whole hour before we start recording.
Oh, no.
Hey.
Is this going to be like a post 4th of July pity party for Rory?
No.
No, for Rick.
Well, no. Yeah. Rick,
you know what the truth is?
You're my favorite.
Aww.
I love you very much. You know that?
Aww. See, I do there you go. That had nothing to do with you, Cody. That was all love for Rick.
Oh, was it now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Rick does a great job, really.
Yeah, when I eventually get it going.
Shut up!
You know, you're just chiding me. You're just poking the cage.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yep.
So, hi, fellas.
Hey, how you doing, Rory?
Good.
Good to see you guys.
Good to see you too, Chewy.
Yep.
It's been a long week since the 4th of July.
It was like an extended week or something.
Yeah,
I think I saw
something
you guys
like that.
More recently than that, but not here at the studio.
We read a bunch of stuff together.
Yeah, seen you guys a lot of times since the last time we actually hung out here.
Yeah, was it the Outsleazed Fest? And,
there was a ball game. And
The FYD 365.
Yeah.
Party.
Yeah, and it, And that's about it. Never mind.
That was good.
Yeah. It was nice.
Sure. Good stuff.
Let's, before we just start launching into our week or weekend, what have you, let's introduce our guest here.
Awesome.
We've got with us in the studio Reno's very own present.
Yay!
Hello!
Yay!
That sounded weak because president wanted to clap for themselves.
All right. They're humble.
All right, we'll try that again. Everybody give it up for present.
Yay!
There you go. There's the crowd that you deserve.
Thank you.
That's right. I'm in the band.
Yes.
Yeah. I am the bass player.
Nick, Roger, and Tobin.
Roger here is our drummer, and Tobin's our guitar player.
That's me.
Wow.
He's more than just that.
Say something, Roger, so we know who you sound like.
Hello.
I'm the drummer.
He's very, very shy.
He's the drummer. He doesn't have to do much.
It's not like your typical drummer. He's very intelligent.
Far.
So, how are you guys today? Are you enjoying yourselves so far?
We are doing great. I don't feel so great because I was in the sun all day, but I still feel pretty good. No. How about you, Raj?
Still recovering from Denver.
Oh, you were in Denver?
Vacation, huh?
Yeah. Need a vacation for my vacation and my job.
Yeah.
So,
well, someday.
Stay at home and lock everybody out for a week.
Yes.
Those are the best kind, really.
And my family.
Ship them off.
Shh.
They don't listen to the show, do they?
Oh, she's hearing it now.
Bleep that.
Ding.
Yeah, we'll fix that in post.
Yeah. Famous last words. I think we say that like twice every show.
Yeah, how often does it really happen?
Right.
I'm sure your family's regular listeners.
She's not listening anyway. We don't have a computer.
There you go. Do you still communicate by smoke signals?
Yeah.
Like across, no cell phones. You just
Pony Express.
Semaphore.
Yeah.
You get up on the top of Snake Mountain, wave some flags.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, speaking of listeners, I found out my mother's listening to the podcast.
No!
Hi, Mom.
Language.
Dude!
Yeah.
That's so
I warned
bad.
Her not to, but she's like, I like that she's like, that's my boy. So she,
hey,
she
well,
likes
right
it.
On.
She's a fan.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
Hi, Mom.
Man.
Well, thanks for listening, Mom Ramirez. We love you.
My so, mom better never play
please
this.
Forgive me.
Well, if we're speaking about family that's going to be listening to the show now, I just got back from South Dakota, and I kid you not, I've got at least 20 people that have got locked into this thing.
Hey.
No shit.
From South Dakota, and you know what? So the more fun you make of me, the more hate mail you're going to get.
Ooh.
So tail
I think
tail
that deserves
that.
Its very own South Dakota alarm.
It does.
Hi, South Dakota. I think if South Dakota hears us making fun of you, they're going to
they're all going to drive here and they're going to drive here and beat my ass is what's going to end up.
No, they're going to be like, that was funny Rory. When you ripped on Cody.
That would be great. They're going to call in and they're going to say it's great.
They got phones out there now.
See Rory and punch him in the nose.
Internet and telephone awesome. In South Dakota now. Congratulations.
They do have that. Their internet access is for shit, though, let me tell you.
They didn't even have dial-up out there.
Just kidding. I love you, South Dakota.
I don't.
Wow, who was that harsh?
I know. Identify yourself.
Identify yourself, Nick.
That wasn't me.
Everybody keeps saying it's me when it's not me.
Color, where
but
are
whatever.
You from?
South Dakota can suck it.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Cool.
I'm just kidding. Fair. Them's just jokes. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna stay out of this since I've now married into jokes. The.
In fact, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and say
the
fuck North Dakota.
Of South Dakota.
Yeah, yeah, there.
There's like, something we can all get behind.
Yeah, screw Amen. That state with the lowest unemployment in the union.
Yeah. And that's coming straight from the state with
Wasn't
the highest.
That Nevada?
Eat me, North Dakota.
Yeah. You think you're so smart?
Eat my balls! You guys are so smart that you actually like. Build barricades for the river and didn't flood? Oh, screw.
You're so smart.
You should have been smart like
me.
We
have a surplus.
Yeah. We're just waiting for FEMA's helicopters, bitches, down here.
That's not the win button.
All right. There's your win.
So how's the week been going, fellas?
Pretty flippin' fantastic.
Yeah,
I've gotten a lot done. I had a great time at Jub Jub's over the weekend.
Me too, that was fun.
Anybody who was at the show, that was a really awesome time. Who did we see play?
We had Pinky Polansky, Walk of Shame, Lacey Webb, me and
yeah,
Tom
Lacey
Plunkett,
and Spike and Jackson.
Spike and Jackson and Very Pretty Pigeon.
Oh, dude, one of the best. Such a great lineup.
Very Pretty Pigeon continues to impress me. They're awesome.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I missed all of it. I missed only the middle part. That involved anybody that wasn't Spike and Jackson or Very Pretty Pigeon.
Oh, so
I
you
just
missed me.
That middle yeah. part.
Oh, because you went to do the play.
Yeah, I was over at the Temple of Light benefit at Salvagery. Uh-huh. And me and, let's see, Dave Richards, who's been on the show before, uh-huh. Scott Dundas and Lou Z. Uh-huh. Lou Zellmeyer. They have a little production called Bone Star, and it's a little 45-minute play about how dumb burners are. They themselves are all burners, and it was at a burner benefit.
They're like alien burners, I think. Too.
Yeah, kind of. Well, they're painted green, and they've got a sweet ride, and it's about beer and getting pussy.
Yeah.
Pussy.
I was in that play for a little while, too. I played the guitar player.
And George Picard played with
Picard
us.
George
Picard
from the Atomics is now taking over, and I'm really
awesome.
Wish I could have saw it because that was exciting. Did Luke show up and play bass, too?
No, it was just George. And I got to play the woman. I
was going
to
say, who played the pussy?
Hey, that would be... Oh, wait. That would be me.
Rory Dowd.
It was all very queer.
I got to be a woman.
Oh,
who
that's
said,
why you
Fuck
were looking
you.
For a dress.
That's why I was looking.
I saw that on Facebook.
Right, your wife. Are you laughing at me, asshole?
Your wife is making fun of you.
I've seen you wear a dress so many times.
Voluntarily, not on Halloween.
Hey, the chicks dug it in the early 90s.
It's really true. Yeah.
Before there was a word for metrosexual, there was me getting ass every weekend. Thank you. That's chicks. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then I got married.
Yeah, didn't I have a... Don't I have a picture of you standing in front of a guy in a priest outfit on your knees with a dress on?
A dress and a blue wig. Yeah.
And it sounded something like...
Yeah,
I don't know.
That was the year. That was the year I had a miscarriage on Halloween.
Oh, I remember that. Oh, that was fucking great. Oh my God, you were pregnant hooker. I forgot. Pregnant hooker, smoking and drinking. And
Rory, I take back everything I've ever said about you.
God bless you, Rory.
And then halfway through the party, I have cramps. I fall over on the floor and I smear. It was white bread and ketchup that had been in my pocket all day, and I just smear it on my thighs.
Wow, that is
the really gross part, the part that horrified me about the whole experience, was when a couple good friends of mine, Kyle and Rob, started eating it off the floor.
That was
the cherry.
And no one brought any French fries.
Right.
What a bunch of assholes. They really should have been thinking ahead on that.
That was a because it's just not Halloween without a little horror. I tell you what. Everybody walked out of that party a little more horrified than they walked in. Wow. So
you
I did my job.
Obviously belong in a mental
thank
hospital.
You. Yes, thank you, thank you.
Damn.
Yes. You're all right.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm good.
Has anybody died of heat stroke yet in there?
It's starting to get warm. It is. I'm thinking about taking my shirt off. Yeah. Nick's unbuttoning. Yeah.
Oh,
we're getting
please.
Naked.
Speaking of stroke.
Oh, wait. Excuse me. I am already naked wearing nothing but a bow tie. As we all
as
know.
Usual.
I brought a mason jar full of mosquitoes that I can let loose in there any minute.
Did you poke holes in the lid?
Yeah.
No, they're dead.
This that's bad idea show. Brought to you by Pinky Polansky. Check the Pinky link.
PinkyPolansky.com.
Glad I could set that up. That's
right. Pinky Polansky for all your bad ideas.
WLP's first official sponsor,
yeah.
Pinky Polansky. Well, speaking of Pinky, they were great at the 365,
yeah,
man.
I
had
heard.
The audience in their hand. And
Felix was mostly sober when I saw him later, so
no.
I figured he must have been during the set. Actually.
He must have took a nap. Cause...
He took. He was drinking some whiskey hard. He was drinking some whiskey.
He took a nap.
He was drinking some whiskey, like, real hard.
Yeah, Felix Blackout Polansky.
I like when he officially renounced his California citizenship.
Nice.
On stage, it was beautiful.
Oh, really? That's all. He adopted Nevada as his own
personal.
And
Nevada adopted him in huge exchange, we're proud to have him.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I wasn't on that
welcome
committee.
Welcome home, brother. Now that he retreaded, he's a Julius Cibulette like
right?
us.
Yeah, JCB.
Oh, that's right. A bunch
Nevada
of
style.
That's right. Nevada style.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Hush. You do not talk about Fight Club.
do you have any? You had something you were writing down furiously and scribbling.
Oh, I had a lot of crazy shit happen this weekend.
Well, do you want to talk about some of it? Or
well,
just
let's go to the main. The main serious fucking thing that happened this weekend was
diarrhea.
I was supposed to go on Saturday.
Oh,
to California
really?
With Hella Acapella.
Yeah,
right.
We're talking about that on the last show.
Right, and I was telling everybody, go if you happen to be in Calaveras, come see us at the VFW Hall, which is funny because, okay. And so, we were supposed to play at the Jub Jubs 365, but I called the guys and was like, sorry, man, I already double booked. So I called up Faith and said, we're not going to be there. So,
then,
you know, of course, Toby had other plans. Yeah. But anyway, so here's the story. It's fucking, all right, I get up early, fucking take a shower. I went to bed on time, too, because I knew it was going to be a big day. So I get up at 7:30, get ready. He's supposed to pick me up at 9. And, you know, I got all my shit packed. I'm bringing the PA and all my stuff.
Your gear.
All my gear. And just for, you know, a couple days and really looking forward to it in really good mood. And then, so 9 o'clock rolls around. 10 after 9 rolls around. I decide, well, I better give Rodney a call, and I give Rodney a call, and and he's not answering. In fact, it goes right directly to voicemail, you know? So I'm like,
shocker.
Okay, whatever, no big deal. At 9:30, he calls, oh, dude, I just woke up. I'll be right there. Okay, dude, no big deal.
All right, you got everybody's a little extra time on your hands, sure.
Yeah, not a big deal. We'll hook it all up. So he comes over, picks me up, and then informs me that he didn't go to bed till 4 in the morning, that he couldn't sleep, so he got up at 2:30 and went to the Zephyr. Good idea.
That is genius.
Wow. Always puts me right out.
Yeah. Where is this guy? We should hang out.
So you're saying the Zephyr opened up again then?
Yeah, Zephyr's open.
Thank God.
So anyway, so then we're riding out to Carson. We're going to go pick up some groceries on the way out. And we hook up with the girls
spit
at Kohl's. Yeah, I know. It's hard to tell a story.
Put the girls in Kohl's.
We pick up the girls.
Is that what I just heard? Did that actually just happen? Yeah, we call these hookers, man. We said meet us at Kohl's.
All right, it's a new porno, the girls of Kohl's.
We're going to get you some really nice, like, half purses.
All right. Back to Nick.
So anyway,
Nick at Kohl's.
So we pick up the girls because my a cappella band is a 5-piece, 3 guys, 2 girls. The 3 guys were in Rodney's car, and Rodney's being really just keeps on
Rodney
being negative, and you know, and I'm just like, oh, whatever. I'll just put in my headphones and listen to my show, my Don Geronimo, and you know, ignore it.
Yes,
Don.
Yeah. I'm trying
Podcast.
My best.
Don Geronimo.
Yeah, who is the man. Don Geronimo?
I don't know, a guy with a dead wife.
Ooh,
that's harsh.
Too soon.
Just like me, fucker.
Oh shit.
Yeah, you might want to watch that shit.
Yeah, dude. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
My bad.
Anyway, so we get driven. He sees the girls in. The girls have brought an extra person with them, and he's so pissed. He's like, "What the fuck." He sees the girls. We drop up. We say, hi, what are we doing? They're going to follow us. Okay. And the window's down, and he's, you know, doing the talking. But then as soon as he drives off, he's all, who the fuck is that with her? I'm like, why didn't you ask? Why are you fucking yelling at us about it?
Why didn't you ask the person that brought the friend?
You're just going to throw shit at us. Okay, cool.
Maybe so that guy's going to take his place in the band or something?
No, I don't know. But he's all, well, she's not camping at my parents' house, blah, blah, blah. Just being really negative, I'm all, boy, and roll my eyes and just put my fucking headphones back on.
Wait, because, like, I'm only 45. My parents will get mad if somebody else is here.
Yeah, why is he living in his parents' house?
So then...
Well, he's just camping
out
there.
Well, no, we were going to camp there because they live in Calaveras. So we get to fucking the grocery store. Here's where the fun part begins, everybody. We get to the grocery store, and he's been driving like an ass on everybody's fucking tail. I mean, me and Chaz were in the car, like, white-knuckling it.
Gripping the sides.
Okay, crazy, but we're not going to say nothing because
don't disturb
out.
A pissed-off driver.
Drive all over to Calaveras. Yeah.
So we get to the grocery store. He pulls in, and I unbuckled my seatbelt, and he's all, looks at me like, well, get out then. I'm all, oh, okay. You know, that's some passive-aggressive shit, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm all, okay. So I get out, and I kind of slam the door. And he's like, what the fuck is your problem, dude? And I said, you're kind of being a dick. Ooh, he lost it, man.
Wow.
I went in the store, started shopping, because I was like, we're still going, you know, not a big deal. He comes marching in the fucking store, and he's got, like, a box of crackers in his hand. And he's like, you better fucking apologize. I'm a fucking blah. And he's like, you want to take it outside? And he throws the cracker box in the store. I'm like, okay, we better before we get arrested in the store.
You just bought that cracker box,
so I
pal.
Just set down my groceries. Set down my groceries, cracker, go outside cracker. To the front, and he's just like, what the fuck, dude? What's your problem? Blah, blah, blah. You call me names and all this shit. I'm just all, dude, you've been being a dick all morning, you know? I've just called you on your shit, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, well, that's fucking it. You're staying here, blah, blah, blah. And he goes and unpacks all my shit in the parking lot, throws it out of his car.
Of the grocery store.
Yeah. Drives off.
Nice.
Like, circles around somewhere in Carson and comes back and then parks the car. And everybody else is like, what the fuck is going on, dude? I'm all, that guy's fucking nuts. Oh, it was because when he was pulling all my shit out of his car, I was like, dude, don't be an asshole. He's like, you call me one more fucking name and I'm going to punch you. And I stepped right in his face and was like, go ahead, dude. Punch me right now.
Well, because that's the thing about you rarely get really pissed about anything, but you will not back down if it's brought to you.
No.
Like you rarely get super pissed, but, dude, somebody threatens you.
I'm not afraid.
Right.
Especially Roddy, dude. If you hit me, it's going to hurt a little bit. I'm not afraid.
Is he the guy in the suit?
So did he?
Yeah.
I mean, did he go there? Did he hit you in the face?
Oh, not the long hair guy. No, that's Chaz.
No, that's cool. Chaz.
Yeah, Chaz. Cool.
Chaz actually is stronger than he looks, too. Let's do it.
Well, yeah, he's a masseuse.
He's
cool,
got
man.
Powerful
he's
arms.
He's
chill, you know.
He's chill like you.
I thought so.
He's peaceful, you know.
Peaceful. He was, he was a conscientious objector.
Once dude said he was going to punch me, I mean, it was kind of over. Everybody else was just all, dude, put your shit
Were they
in
all
our
standing
car.
Around watching this, or was this away
from
them?
Well, they didn't see that part, but they came out after that and were like, what's going on? And I said, well, here's all my shit. I need to either go back to Reno or call my folks or something. And they're all, we'll take you back, dude. And they're like telling me, let's still go to SAC. They're like, fuck him. Let's all just go to SAC together. And I'm like, not me, dude. What is that?
Yeah, what, can you guys hear that?
No. I can't hear
Sounds like a phone ringing.
Sounds like Jack Taco.
Not to get sidetracked.
sounds like my whore. What it sounds like. That's my bad.
So.
Anyway, as we were saying.
So anyway, so after that, so we packed up their car, the girl's car, and Chaz got all his shit out of Rodney's car and was like, no, dude, I'm not going. And Rodney's like to Diana, hey, you wanna go to California with me? She's like, I don't think my husband Simon would like that, just me and you going to your parents in California, bro. No.
Yeah.
And so long story short, those guys took me back to Reno.
Those fuckers at the VFW were expecting a fucking acapella show, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ruined it for them. He went to his parents in California. We all went home. And then the girls and Chaz all went skydiving, and they flew out of a plane on Sunday.
They flew out
or whatever. They jumped out of a plane, you know, whatever, know, tandem. Right.
Did they throw each other out of the plane? No, they all did it together.
I wasn't there. I was
Fuck
there.
That. I'm getting on the plane.
So it was
well, cool. That's fun.
Well, it ended up being a cool day anyway because I played the Judge-Ups.
Yeah, you got to hang out.
Anniversary party. And,
right.
And there's nowhere you would have rather have been.
Yeah.
So was that the one-year anniversary, huh, of the big bad Jub-Jubs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Awesome.
Happy birthday, Jub-Jub.
So is that the – so what
no,
now?
No, here's the great part is
what
like
now?
All the – everybody else was like – I was like, look, I'm either gone or whatever, you know.
Right.
I'm pretty much out, and they're like, no, dude, he's out. We're keeping you.
Hey.
El Acapella is still going.
So you guys
that's
still,
the right answer.
The shows that are booked, you still going to play?
We're going to play them.
Okay, good.
Yeah, right. It was a mutiny, and everybody's like, you're out. You know?
We're all pirates.
See you later, Captain Blah.
You blew it, man. Yeah. You made it. I told him when he was.
So wait, that makes you Mr. Christian.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Mr. Christian. Well, mutiny on the bounty. You're Mr. Christian.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was... What's that? Sister?
No, that's
don't
sister.
Say Night Ranger, dude. So then, like when he was pulling my shit out of the car, I'm like, dude, you're making this into a mountain and possibly a volcano. And he still went ahead and did it.
Yeah.
So you get what you get, Rodney. And I hope you fucking listen to this.
Yeah,
right on.
That brought to you by Mr. Nick Ramirez and the worst little podcast.
And I didn't
in the
call
world.
You a dick. Ding! I said you were kind of being a dick, but right now I'm calling you a dick.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right on.
The intrawebs.
Ramirez. You know
way to hang in to
Damn.
What you feel.
Mm-hmm. I
got your back, Nick.
Nick, he'll just interrupt you while he's doing it.
Yeah. That's
right. I think it's about time for a song.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yes, it is.
Like, let's
guys in
desperate
here. Let's hear some
for a
music.
Smoke.
Yeah.
So, you want to hear some from the backyard party, or do you want to hear live?
Undiscovered.
Do you need to channel some energy out?
Yeah,
let's play some live if you want. Or if you want to take a second
what
to
do
chill.
You think, I wanted to hear Schemer.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
Sweet. Okay. Well, here it is.
And said let you know that's okay. It's just okay.
And there she was.
Yeah, good job, guys.
That's what my fucking backyard sounds like.
Did we hear that before? Nice. Or is that a Brett? We never heard that before.
Never heard
that
before. No, I just finished mixing that today.
Okay, it was probably just that I was at the show.
Right on, Rick.
Man.
Studio's so good, even the backyard sounds rad.
Fuck yeah.
Right. Damn right.
It overflows.
The next segment of the show is brought to you by our favorite sponsor, Stingray Tattoo. Go check out stingraytattoo.net for that next tattoo that you might be interested in getting. When life is hard, tattoos are good. Check them out, 902 South Wells, 348-8383.
Yep, right next door to Ryan's.
Stingray. Yeah, we're going to have a jingle eventually.
Love Wells.
So much shit going on.
We're going to do a whole like commercial form that we can just play instead of having
TV
to say
commercial
that every
with Spider Man and everything.
Yeah. Smoke breaks. Stingray Tattoo, yeah. Stingray Tattoo, where in the world are you? I forget how that goes. Spider Man, Spider Man, nobody knows where you are. It was the Electric Company Spider Man song.
Spider-Man?
Yeah, you got
Electric Company, I love it.
We got that on DVD for my daughter. And
she
likes
it.
And it's all like Bill Cosby's walking around with a cigar teaching kids how to read. Morgan Freeman's
company?
All like 20.
Yeah, that was a great show. I watched the newer Electric Company just to see what kids have to offer now. It's
sucks.
Awful.
For your impending child here, when it's time, when they're about a year and a half, 2 years old, go out and find the old school Sesame Street and Electric Company.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Well, that's how I grew up, and that's why I'm the man I am today because of what Big Bird said.
Yeah, I could read the day I started kindergarten because I watched all that stuff incessantly. Yeah. And now we got our kid on it. Yep. It's still
I was looking
it's a little
the TV
dated.
Thinking, what's my kid going to watch? Because I haven't watched kids TV since I was a kid. It's not that much to offer anymore. What, Roger, you've got a young child.
Yeah.
Martha Speaks.
Okay.
And the Nick Jr. channel, not just the Nick Jr. like 4 hours at the
Where's
beginning
my snuffleupagus?
But the whole day of Nick Jr., it's all pretty awesome, like educational buildings, social building skills, number skills, crap like that.
All right. Well, PBS.
The Backyardigans and Little Bear.
I'll have to listen to this episode again to remember what you guys just said.
Yeah. PBS, man.
Yeah, PBS and Nick
PBS,
Jr.
PBS, 7:30, Martha Speaks.
All right.
It's the shit.
There's a lot of good stuff out there. Totally.
Okay. Yeah.
So, Roger, you're a father.
Yes, I am.
How old is your spawn?
Almost 15 months.
Whoa. Congratulations.
Yeah, good job.
It's like a little monkey.
That's, enjoy it while it's fun.
I know.
They just get older and more complicated.
Yeah, I know. She's like, no. And as she throws whatever. Across the room. Uh-oh. Like, that's not uh-oh.
Did that on purpose. Yeah.
That's like, fuck you. Pick that up and wash it.
Oh, so, okay, speaking of kids saying stuff like, yeah, fuck you. All right, so we a couple weeks ago we went to the baseball game, the Aces game. We're there with a big group of friends. And at one point, the wife and I run off for a smoke because we don't smoke in front of our kid.
Good.
And our friends are, you know, we've got Jen Scafidi and Carson and, you know, Jessica, a bunch of people hanging out watching Riku. We get back and we get told a little story of how they didn't reprimand our child. Evidently, Carson asked Riku if he could have another piece of her cotton candy. And she turns around with these 3D glasses in her hand, you know, the little fold up guy, and goes, "You want to get cut?"
Wow.
And everybody bursts out laughing, you know.
It was just like the opposite of what they should do.
And
getting rewarded.
Right. I mean, in thinking about it afterwards, and I asked her a couple questions, she was like, "Hey, be careful, don't get a paper cut on this." It was next to the cotton candy or something. But she just whips it out at him like a switchblade. "Hey, you want to get cut?
Yeah.
You want my cotton candy? F you.
Teach her not to do that, because at some point she's going to do that, and maybe somebody's going to actually get
and
a knife
somebody
fight.
Will whip out a knife, yeah.
Don't bring cotton candy to a knife fight.
Exactly.
That ain't no knife.
Just like an Irish.
What?
This is a knife.
Just like a wop. Yeah, excuse me. Got that wrong.
Nope.
Whoa. Just like a wop bringing a knife to a gunfight.
Fight.
Fight. Oi.
Oi.
Doity doity boys.
Gangs in New York?
No, that was Untouchables.
Untouchables. Yeah,
Sean Connery and the guy getting
where they make the cops into be the good guys. Yeah,
right.
It's a great fucking movie. Yeah,
it's fiction.
No. You people can't drink.
No, hey, to all the officers out there who aren't dicks, we thank you. And
thanks a lot for making people out to be criminals for liking alcohol.
Which ones are those? Well, no, there are some. There are some very good.
There's cops that aren't dicks.
I had a cop when I was 18. He used to take me over to Illinois so we could buy booze for everybody we worked with at McDonald's. And nobody let me hold his gun.
And then what happened?
Yeah.
But queer things were yet to come.
My palms got sweaty. And there were a lot of black men about. And no, we'd drive over to this 24-hour boozer gas station in Illinois where, you know, in Missouri and St. Louis, they cut the drinking off at like 1 o'clock. But you could go over there and buy booze at the truck stop 24 hours a day. So you show up at 3 a.m. and there's a lot of shady characters about.
And
Ed was a cop, and so he taught me how to hold a gun in case somebody jumped his ass.
Cool. Sounds like a real role model. That's
Ed was awesome. Are you kidding me? He saved a couple parties from rednecks showing up with shotguns, and we're all a bunch of like teenage McDonald's employees just throwing parties. And he'd show up to kind of make sure it didn't get too out of hand. And, well, it worked.
That's cool.
I mean, really. It was pretty – a little unorthodox, we might say. But it was
Officer
too
friendly.
I think
really friendly.
If any cops are listening to this show, it's probably not because they like it. They're probably gathering evidence.
Just like what I said about South Dakota earlier, the police are great.
Yeah.
No comment.
Yeah.
So, do we want to talk to the band now?
Let's talk to the band.
You have any good cop stories, Roger?
Yeah, I do. I've never been arrested, though.
Hey, welcome to the club. Or, welcome to continuing
close.
Being in the club.
Congratulations. Yeah.
You ever been arrested, Toby?
I've been arrested, yeah.
Ooh.
I stole gummy worms and sesame seed treats from Warehouse Market. Yeah.
How old were you?
It was all gummy juvenile. Worms. It was
23.
Yeah.
So was that the Warehouse Market next to Burgess Park?
You are totally right, bro.
Wow.
Yeah, I was going to say that. With
his I thought, what neighborhood is he from?
And
I thought Warehouse Market.
You remember Welling Way in York?
Yeah, I remember York. I'm from Galway, right over by here. Originally.
Well, goddamn, brother.
That's just like a stone's throw away. Yep. Quite
East
literally.
East York. Mentioned.
That's right. So, you know, gummy worms and sesame seed treats. Uh-huh. Stay away. Stay away, kids.
Yeah,
stay
don't
away.
Steal
I
nothing.
Got busted once for shoplifting candy bars and cigarettes when I was like 26, and I gave them Richard Nixon's Social Security number, and they let me go.
Wow.
Handy knowledge to have.
Now,
I am not a crook.
I did also give them my actual – well, they took my ID so they could – you know, they got my actual address off of it. So for a long time, Safeway – I'm really hoping the statute of limitations is up on this. Safeway was trying to find me because they wanted me to pay them $1,200 so they didn't take me to court.
Oh, wow. No, man. Yeah. You could go back. You go back. I went back to the Warehouse Market. It's all good.
Right.
They, you know, they chase you down the first time, then they say, "Oh, you're my friend. Yeah, come and buy my gummy worms this time." Yeah.
Don't steal.
Restitution has been made. Spend your money here.
You like Sesame Street treats, huh? Okay, well, great. Go buy them this time.
Yes.
We'll get more.
So you guys have all been in bands around Reno for a while,
yes.
Right? Throw name drop. I mean, I know a lot of the bands Nick's been in, but I really have only met you guys.
Let's ask Roger first.
Oh.
Come on, Roger.
Drop some names.
Drone. Drop some names.
Drone, that's a band I've heard of. Yeah.
I remember. They had a great
really? You heard of them?
AJ Maldonado. Right?
Probably with talking to these two guys.
And AJ Maldonado and Ordinary.
Oh, yeah.
I know AJ.
He kicked me out, though. But
DJ, that's what I meant. Yeah, I know.
What'd you do wrong?
Oh, I
he used his left hand.
Drone had a great flyer.
He was too. No, what he did wrong was he was too honest.
Yeah. Actually, Chewbacca had.
What?
I've got some flyers, some old drone flyers, and they had a great one that says they're at it again, and there's two horses having sex on the flyer.
I forgot about that.
Full penetration.
That's awesome.
Yeah, fully. Just.
Yep.
Yeah, it was fully. Talk.
It wasn't no softcore.
I played with Toby for a while and Tavin Anderson.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, Tavin.
Which was in town this last weekend.
Really?
I was out of town.
Yeah, he didn't even call me. I was in town.
He texted me, "Hey, what are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm in Colorado." He's like, "That sucks."
Well,
I said, "Why? Because you're in Reno?" He said, "Yeah." I said,
"I just heard he was in Seattle for a while, too, so he visits everybody else."
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
It's Reno.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be back.
He'll be back. It's a magnet.
What about you, Toby?
Let's see. Blue Morning, Sprout.
Yeah, the Mighty.
I guess. Yeah, the Mighty Sprout.
We're a bunch
of
Sprout heads in this show.
Sprout.
Yeah. Big fans of Sprout.
Yeah, you know, Dale's my brother. Dale Kellum's my brother, man.
I did not know that. Awesome. Really?
Well, not literally, but
Soul Brothers.
Matt, you had me. I didn't see the family resemblance.
Dale and I started Blue Morning. Dale and I started Sprout. It was a good time.
Who else was in Blue Morning? That was like kind of a super group.
Oh,
sports,
man.
Right?
Let's go, Chewy. Jason Hoskins.
Yes.
Hoskins.
I don't think Justin Sharp was ever in Blue Morning, but
really?
Adam Neese.
Uh-huh.
Adam Neese was in Blue Morning. Yeah. Let's see. Sprout was just three guys. Josh Wren. Josh Wren, my brother, I love you.
Yep. Where's he at?
Hey.
He's in town.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, make sure he listens to this. It'll be out in a couple days.
He wants Hoskins' old drum set. And I said, dude, you don't want Hoskins' old drum set. I don't even have all the pieces, man. He's like, well, I got to play.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. Let him play.
Yeah.
Put a peaches crate where you're missing a tom.
Buy a colander for the snare. Yeah.
That's real.
It'll rattle.
That's real punk rock.
That's just one of several Hoskins' former drum sets out there. He probably could get pieces and collect the whole thing.
Yeah. All I got to do is call him in Indiana. Hey, Hoskins, you got that old Tama kit, bro? Yeah. But then, you know, you throw it over to Nick. Nick was in Sprout as well.
Yeah. It took your job when you were gone.
Yes, he did.
When you got kicked out.
Did you get kicked out?
Yes. It's an interesting story.
You never
want to hear the story?
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, Josh. and Dale. But here we go. One night, you know, it was we were gigging quite a lot, and one night it was at the Java Jungle.
Oh yeah.
I don't even know if the Java Jungle still exists, but
it does. Oh yeah.
We were going to play there, and I had no idea that we were going to play that night. Not one inkling. So I'm in bed, and it's 11 o'clock, and Josh Wren calls me up and says, "You know what, you motherfucker? You're out of the band. God damn it, you fucking motherfucker." And I go, wait. And he goes, "Yeah, I just talked to Dale, and you should have known we had a gig tonight." And that's how it went down. I said, "I had no idea, dude." And doubly, I said, "Let me get my shit together, and I'll come down there and play." And they were like, "Nope, we canceled it. Too late. That was it.
That was it.
Yeah, that's
after all those years. You
that's ridiculous. Though I mean, come on! I mean, it's a little bit over the top.
And I was
especially at a show at the Java Jungle. It's really not going to be like
that. right. Yeah.
No shit. Man.
But then right. Wally Walden was after that, right? Wally.
I have no idea who Wally is. Because
then he didn't care.
You lost track.
Exactly. Thank you, Rory. Thank you.
Doesn't matter.
I really didn't give a shit after that. Yeah.
So I didn't really take your spot. I took Wally's spot. I don't think he got fired. I think he moved.
Whatever you want to tell yourself, Nick.
Yeah.
They asked me, and I was
you
all,
were six.
Bean Sprout? Sweet!
You were
my
sixth
favorite.
Best. Sixth best.
Yeah, I was the worst. A year after I joined, it was over. Like, that
man, killed it.
Yeah. You helped drive it right the in the ground in. Where it belonged. No.
Yeah. Stall. This band is dead. But then I got to resurrect them for Dale's Mary Anarchy. Yeah.
That was nice having a little Sprout reunion last summer. It was pretty good.
Yeah, that was... I have... To be honest with you, that was the best time I've had in a long time playing with my brothers. It was
good.
It was awesome.
Good.
It was
great. You're great. And we have it on film, like three songs. Well, I mean, we have the whole set, but Dave made that
Richards,
movie. Dave Richards made that movie and put in the extended version's got like
almost pretty much the entire Sprout set. Yeah.
Very cool stuff.
Right on.
So, tell me, how about Decoy? How about Decoy?
Yeah, that's a current project, right?
Yes, it includes my wife, a girl I dated in high school, some guys that I've never met before, and Adam Neese again. Adam Neese, who was in Blue Morning, is in
excellent.
That band, and you're
20 years later, almost. Huh?
We have switched over from cover tunes to write original tunes, and
hey.
You know, not for nothing. It's it sounds good.
Yeah, I think we played a little Decoy really on it.
Yeah, we did play some last time.
No,
2 weeks
the one
ago.
Before Georgia. Yeah,
yeah, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
good times.
It was fun. Yeah, we're doing well.
Yeah, I really enjoyed seeing you guys at the backyard here. I thought it was given the chaos of the situation, it was a fun set.
Yeah,
yeah, and that was all original stuff. Where like I see at the Brews and Blues, it's all covers.
Yeah, the Brews and Blues. Yeah, it was all covers. But, I mean, that's, you know, that's the bread and butter.
That's what people want
to
hear.
If I don't have to sit in the sun and cut wood anymore, Nick, I'm not going to do it anymore.
I'm with you, brother.
Right.
I hope you don't.
If I can get paid for playing other people's tunes, then I'm down. I am. I'm down.
Yeah. I hope that works out, man.
I would much rather, you know, go to bed sleeping soundly thinking, oh, tomorrow I got to play Long Train Running. Okay, great. instead of I got to build something for somebody. You know?
Shed.
You know, make money doing what you like.
It's
a
hell of a
workbench.
Exactly.
Yeah. Evan's mom's house, too. I noticed that.
Evan's, you saw the bench?
Yeah, the bench looks great.
What about that bench? That bench is awesome.
The bench is sick. Yeah, it's the best bench. I just saw it a couple days ago.
Okay,
I was over there hanging out with
that. That bench is sick.
Oh yeah.
But like I said, I'd rather not build benches.
That's it. So if you need a killer cover band out there, hire
or a killer bench.
Or a killer bench. Give me a call. Jumba Jones 555-1635.
Sing while you saw. Do you guys have either present? Do you got Reverb Nation, Facebook, any of that?
We are kind of a pretty brand new deal, and I want to do that, and I think that it's in the works. Yeah.
Is there a good way for people to get in touch with you?
555-1637, everybody. No, as a matter of fact, not right now.
Okay.
You know what? Through Nick.
Yep. Mr.
Ramirez, because...
Okay. You got Facebook, right?
Nick, I got Facebook. Tobin's got Facebook.
We got Facebook.
I don't.
The band, though.
Nick called me up and said, well, what are you doing? what's going on? Are you playing anything? What's going on?
Yep.
You know, Nick.
Yeah.
And I said, me and Buddy Roger are trying to get something together. The original idea was to make an album.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But instead of that, once Nick came on board, I mean, we just started playing out. It was, I mean, you know. It's,
mm-hmm. We had
playing music in Reno with Nick. That's
yeah, yeah. And you know, it wasn't such an easy or not a. It wasn't such a hard thing to fall back into because we've all been there before. It's nothing. You know, nothing. Not nothing new. I don't want to say that, but it's a comfort zone, and it's a lot of fun. I love mm-hmm. playing in Reno, and I love all my friends, and they're great. I think they come out to see us a lot, and mm-hmm. and we're brand new. So,
mm-hmm.
yep.
Well, speaking of which, let's hear it. Let's hear it too.
Love you guys.
Wow. Right.
Well, I think Tobin's a great songwriter, and here's some example of that.
Open, paint the shelf. It may not work, and it's just as well. So make an effort, make a fist, and try to forget the things you miss. Well, is this your place? Do you think it's magical? Oh, well, is that your face? 'Cause I swear it's beautiful. Oh, and I came close to holding the thing you want the most. It was a haunt the most. Yeah, and it haunts. I won't remember all of this. The body is old and the brain is pissed. So make an effort, make a fist, try to forget the things you made. Well, is this your place? Do you think it's magical? Oh, well, is this your face? 'Cause I swear it's beautiful.
Yeah.
That was great.
That's a great song.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I like it.
That song's called Build.
Whoa.
Oh,
there goes the bass.
I guess they had too much to drink.
Something about this house and basses.
Aww.
I hope that didn't go crazy out of tune.
Oh, well.
You probably have to tune it again.
Yeah, we could hear the tuning song.
I love the tuning song. It's my favorite song.
Are you ready? You ready, Rick? Okay, here we go.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, good. Right.
Right on.
Thank you. Good night.
That's a good bass.
That's our time. Thank you. Yeah.
Smashing up your instruments, man. It's rock hardcore.
We're fucking grunge,
correct
man.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but we're like burning through the hour here, right?
Yeah, a little too much, but I think we need to go over so we can cut out the beginning.
Which part?
The part where you were talking?
Oh, yeah, that one. Yeah, yeah. So Isaac Quiz. What's Matty drinking?
We don't have time for Matt tonight.
Let's do the quiz. Right?
I'll ask him later, and I'll call you guys and let you know.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, once again to the worst little quiz in the world. I am your quiz master, the Reverend Rory Dowd. You three gentlemen. Nick, you get to be a part of the quiz this time.
Shit. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Nick gets to be a part of the quiz this time.
You get to bring your band in.
That's right.
All right.
But next time you bring your band in, a different band, you can't do it because you've already done it.
Cool.
And I won't ask you how to...
But what if I change my answers?
Well, all right, I'll just try not to ask you in front of, like, say, your current lover how you'd rate her skills. All right. But the answer's probably the same either way.
Who knows if we get those questions anyway.
Yeah.
Don't we have to decide which ones we're going to do?
That is the first
step. Make sure I got that set up. I got my dings. I got my buzz. All right. Who wants to choose which set of questions? All right, you get to pick front or back, even or odd, or prime.
Prime.
Prime
Everybody
again.
Picks prime.
Everybody picks prime.
I'm taking that out as a choice next time.
Prime.
Do you do any impressions, Toby?
Yes, I certainly do.
Hey.
If there's ever a moment where I can't do Sean Connery, then I'm really lost.
All right, then. Roger?
Bravo. Impressions?
Yeah. Deer in the Headlights. Very good.
I used to do Emo Phillips, but
really?
It's been
Emo?
A long time.
I love Emo. Emo.
It's been like since 1988.
Do it again. Old Tom Stick.
Oh, I was just going down to the store. And I crossed the San Francisco Bridge.
All right, that'll get a ding. And Nick, and it can't be Sean Connery.
Yeah, sometimes I do iced tea and shit like that. I do impressions around my wife like all the time, dude. Just like I was hanging out with Coco.
Wow, you need to do that more. Ice needs to be on the show more often, I think.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Iced tea live from Sparks. Question two, which is number three. Name the celebrity you would ruin your relationship to be with.
Catherine Zeta-Jones, ladies and gentlemen.
Good answer. The mother to Kirk Douglas's child.
Oh, most definitely.
Don't be gross, Rory.
Well, she didn't do Michael. That's his half-brother. That's his half-brother, I swear to God.
Any day with Catherine Zeta. Any day.
Roger.
You're fine.
Is your wife going to be listening to the show?
Oh, I don't care.
Oh, well.
She knows already,
She
Roger.
Knows.
What?
Beth Orton.
Beth Orton. Who's
Hell
she?
Yes. Beautiful.
Who's she?
She's a singer?
Beth Orton. She's a British folk swing singer. She's
and I have a story, too.
Let's hear it. Is it quick?
Yeah. I was at the garage at the Hilton or whatever it was called then.
The gunshot residue?
I went to go see her for a free show, and she came up to me, and she smiled.
Two fingers.
Hey.
I'm single still.
I had a buddy who was in New York, and he's at a club dancing, and he turns around, and there's Madonna standing there dancing. And she looked him right in the eye and smiled at him and then danced away. And he is ready to die because he exists in her world.
Yeah. She walked right up and said,
"You exist in her world."
And, there you go. Know, yeah. It's Beth Orton. Nobody knows.
Madonna's no Beth Orton. Yeah.
No. Hell no.
Nick?
I got two answers. I really like Rose McGowan.
Yeah.
Super hot.
Oh,
yeah. She's kind of my type.
Yeah.
But So I wouldn't have to ruin the relationship, Zooey Deschanel, because Maya's in love with her too.
Hey, now.
Also a great choice.
Yeah.
You guys nailed
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, she was pretty fantastic.
Gorgeous.
Yowza.
I like her attitude.
Tobin, when did you enjoy your last enema? That would have been in Seattle with Dr. Kaneko. Hey, and was it enjoyment?
I have to reiterate, it's not an enema. It was a prostate exam, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, hey, even better.
Big props to Dr. Kaneko.
I said, do I get a robe? He said, no, just bend on over.
Did he give you a kiss?
No, he didn't, but he sure was uncomfortable.
Yeah, kiss me hard on the mouth.
It was tough. I have to say it was tough.
Did you? When was the last time you enjoyed an enema, sir?
Not yet, but I'm getting one for my birthday.
Are you for real?
Yeah. Full exam.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Finger, everything. Colonic. Blood pressure.
Happy birthday.
Well, good luck with that. Yay. Yeah.
You sorry, look brother.
Thrilled. You look thrilled.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Nick, sir?
I've never enjoyed
never
one.
Had the pleasure?
No.
Never had the pleasure.
I had a finger in my ass at the hospital, though, and they won a fucking $1,000 for it.
You can get that on 4th Street for 10.
I know. I can have done it myself.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, pleased to be assigning a number value to your skills as a lover and the skills of your last sexual partner.
Wow. So the last sexual partner's been with me for 18 years. She gets an 18.
Hey!
I get probably a 9.
Well, hey, you're doing your part.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm a guy. I mean, you know.
I bet you probably do a mean Christopher Walken if you put your mind to it. I heard that there for a second.
I have a fever. And the only thing that can cure it is more cowbell.
Hey.
I'm Sicilian.
That was a little too Sean
you
Connery.
You know Don.
Sorry, bro.
Who calls? Right. Roger, yourself? Your skills, your mother's skills.
If my wife's listening, I'm a 11.
Yeah. And she? Or unless she's
well,
not your
say,
last sexual partner.
No, she was.
I'm trying to incriminate
at
people
least one
here.
Time we have a baby.
So. Right? I hear you.
At least once.
I feel your nothing. You're numb.
Her? I'm going to have to say a 12 then.
From what you remember?
It's got to be above mine.
Right. There you go. Smart man.
Smart.
20.
There you go. That's the kind of answer that might get you
laid again.
Probably not. Sorry.
No.
I
married.
Yeah. Married with young child. Yeah. That'll do it every time.
Baby again.
Don't get married. Don't have a kid.
Nick.
I just got married, man. Come on.
But that's okay.
How's your
you guys
sexual?
Are like swinging socialites out on the town, and
we just got a dog instead of kids.
Probably good enough.
Anyway,
cheaper.
I always think this question is weird because it just depends on the which time.
Yeah, it depends. You know?
Well, most in general for
in
yourself,
general, I would give myself an 8.
Yeah,
and I'd give Maya a 9.
All right.
Oh.
So you're saying Roger's wife is 11 points higher than yours.
We're on a different point scale, man.
Because I don't want to get in trouble.
I was just going 1 to 10.
All right. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Nick's modest.
Good job, Nick.
Let's see. Jumping to the next prime number. Where did you lose your virginity, Tobin?
Across the street from Sparks High School. I can't remember the name of the apartment complex, but it was with Nicole Panos.
Hello, Nicole, if you're
Nicole
out there.
Nicole Panos. I've been searching for her on Facebook. Can't find her.
She probably changed her name.
She doesn't exist. No, I thought about that. I thought about that. I thought maybe she got married. Rick, do you know Nicole Panos?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
She lived across the street there.
She was.
You know that apartment,
the Shooting
right?
Sinks
yeah,
apartment,
you're
right?
Yeah.
And I smoked a lot of weed over there in high school.
Right on, brother. And she had bright red hair. Remember that?
Fuck.
When Rick and I were
he
first
he said he didn't, but
out,
I keep asking him if he remembers.
He took me on a walking tour of all the places he used to hang out and smoke pot. And that was one of
that's
them.
That's a very long tour. That's those condos right across
the street. Yeah, right across the street from Sparks. Yeah, all you gotta do is pay $6.
Roger, you and your virginity, where did you last meet?
In my parents' car.
Yeah. Nice. Good answer, my friend. Good answer.
They don't know that, though.
Now.
Was it moving?
No.
Well, unlike my mother,
I mean, it was moving, but.
Yeah.
For like 30 seconds.
Giggity-giggity-goo.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom, this one's for you. I lost my virginity in South Lake Tahoe. I was driving, so that was the least age to driving.
Yeah, right.
I wasn't driving while I was doing
Don't drive and do
it. He's a reverse cowgirl while he's driving.
No. I was on the beach at Lake Tahoe.
Hey.
But it was wintertime.
Oh.
So it was chilly with my naked ass. But man, that shrinkage pussy felt so good.
I was in the pool.
Right up until you said pussy, that was the classiest response.
Yeah. Thanks, Cindy.
My ass is cold.
Oh, wow. That's a great answer, Nick. All right, well, I'm going to go with this one. Beatles or Elvis?
Oh, Beatles. Beatles, Beatles.
Beatles.
Beatles. And we know how you feel, Nick. Oh, I'm sorry, but
Beatles.
You can't always play favorites with the Elvis question.
Hey, it's my damn quiz. I score it the way I see it.
Hey, Beatles, Jack. Beatles.
Beatles, Jack.
Change anybody's answer if you throw in Stones?
Yeah, Stones. Does that change anybody's
Beatles
answer?
Beatles.
Yeah, they're all... They love the Fab Four. Yeah.
Lennon McCartney.
It's a hot time in Florida, Jack.
Oh, let's see.
You're in Hawaii, you drug addict.
Yeah, I know. I love that, man. Elvis is the king.
Has anybody seen Cosby? Cosby? Yeah. Oh, he's probably taking man. My paycheck and stuck up his nose.
Right up his nose.
$8,000, stuck it up his nose. Jack?
Like, hey, Elvis, I love you.
I can hit you.
Hey, Elvis, I love you. Fuck you.
If you piece that together, that's about the time he was doing Electric Company.
Yeah. Doing a lot more than that.
Right. Call back.
I'm going to break your goddamn neck, you son of a bitch.
I love Elvis.
Pull
drug
your goddamn
out.
Tongue out by the root.
Yeah. Wait, I got it.
By the root. I will pull your goddamn tongue out by the roots.
Oh, good to know you're a fellow fan.
That's an insult to my doctor, my lawyer, my wife, my daughter.
I believe both Roger and Toby are big Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Oh, Don and Mike all the way.
It all makes sense now.
And the death day is coming up here.
Yes,
Elvis death day. Yes.
A month. 1 month. Yeah.
August 16th, my sister's birthday.
Hey,
that's how
that's
I remember.
Fun.
Well, and that Elvis died.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
That's how I remember her birthday.
Well, let's all get together and have a little bit of cough syrup and martini glasses.
Totally.
The Elvis Death Day show.
Oh, fuck yeah,
totally,
dude.
Totally. All right, moving along with the questions. When you flush, do you watch it swirl?
Oh, Rory, I most definitely watch it swirl.
Hey, that's the answer that's I like right. to hear. You got to make sure it goes down right.
That's right. I want to see what's doing in there anyway.
It's mesmerizing.
Yeah, I want to make sure it doesn't come back up because my plumbing sucks.
Yeah, well, that's also a good reason, sir.
Oh yeah, I watch
the plunge already.
Yeah, everything,
every
that
time,
happens,
every
everything.
Time.
From
it's mesmerizing, and it's you. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.
I have
so
to,
long.
I have to watch everything. Just
so long.
So I can see the bathroom.
And I guess with my final question, confess a sin. So it's not a question; it's a demand. That's why it's a horrible quiz.
Wow.
Yeah.
Confess a sin.
Confess a sin.
And by the powers invested in me by the Church of Radcliffe and the United Life Church in Modesto, California, I will forgive ye of said sin.
Mm.
So make it a good one.
Cool.
Crying out loud. Oh, man.
Thou shalt not lie, right? I guess I've lied a lot. Other than that, I can't think. No adultery. No... God damn it. I can't think of anything.
I didn't think you looked Asian.
No, lying, sorry, move on to Roger. He's got better ones.
He's lying about his adultery, by the way.
Oh, wait. thieving, theft.
Oh, yeah.
Goods.
You got caught.
I covet sesame seed treats.
Gummy worms.
And Roger, again, looking like the
deer.
Well, I don't
believe in sin, but...
Well,
I pissed on. Well,
I will honestly. I will accept. I don't believe in sin. Oh man, I'm gonna come over to your house and punch your kid in the face.
He's gonna tell him.
No, I oughta.
You be throwing any labels on Rory after he does that either.
Man. He's gonna talk about how he peed on somebody and you fucking changed it.
Well, no, I didn't pee on anybody. I peed in their van. And it was cracked. But they were dicks. They came.
It is a little douchey.
That's not a sin. That's like a revenge thing.
I've pissed on a roommate's chest. So yeah.
That's worse. Yeah. I didn't pee on anybody, I peed on the van.
Yeah, and it wasn't
my first
Rick.
Thought was that it was Rick.
I wouldn't have minded.
I don't have any sins.
Rick likes that kind of thing.
Watch it.
Adultery.
Adultery.
Oh. Not on my current wife. Never. I learned my lesson the first
try time. Again.
Ah. Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
But it's hard, right? I mean, it's really hard.
It is the
temptation is tough. It's really, really tough.
It's tough, especially when you're
isn't
young,
it, Roger?
In your 20s.
Right, yeah, no, in your 20s when you're a lot stupider than just being a simple douchebag in your 30s or so.
After I did it, the next day we broke up. I mean, I told her afterwards, hey, guess what?
I cheated on you.
Cha-ching.
Hey.
Don't let the door hit you.
You're awesome.
Don't let the door hit your ass on the way out.
Wow, maybe I'm letting too much out of the bag.
Wow. Yeah. Maybe I want to put down that beer. Hey,
but we
need more
beer.
Yeah, I need more beer, actually.
Janaya and I are good friends, and we have a wonderful son together.
Yes, you do.
Quentin
is a fantastic
kid. And Janaya, I'm sorry I did that. Although I think both of our lives turned out much better.
Wow, was that the whole loop, Rick?
We have never played the entire worst podcast.
Really?
Worst quiz song.
You don't even want to say
it. It's over 15 minutes long.
We didn't have
it. We played it all the way through.
Oh, you're right. We did the quiz.
Sweet.
Well, congratulations, guys. You all scored well into the 200 point range.
You fucking knuckleheads.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah, good answers all around. I think
I'll be dead by tomorrow.
Do we want to?
My wife will kill me. Yeah.
Awesome.
Mine too.
Awesome. Well, is glad.
Oh yeah. I want to say
good
hi
to be here
to
with
Natalie
you.
Yeah, she listens to the show.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Hi, Natalie.
Hi, Natalie.
She's texting my wife now.
I remember her from the pie story.
Right. No. But it wasn't her though. It wasn't Natalie in the pie story.
But she was involved in you telling the story.
Yes, because I thought it was. Her, yeah.
Go ahead and listen to episode 10 to hear that one.
That was awesome. When I stuck my foot in my mouth and then kicked myself in the head, that was great.
Can we say that now?
No.
Oh.
No.
Episode 10, Roger.
All right, it's getting hot in here. Do you got one more song and then let's play the show?
Let's play the next live one and then maybe we can hear that other recorded one at the end.
On the way out.
We'll play a live one, we'll say goodbye, and then another recorded song. How's that sound to you?
Sweet.
How about you, you listeners? What do you think?
They don't get a vote.
Shh. No, listen. Listen, let's just wait for him. Yeah, okay, they're fine with it. Okay.
Yeah, the Eskimos love present. All right, let's go.
We're big in Eskimoville.
I want to know you again, like I
can feel you now in a dark star train. Run the race with you across the faraway sky.
That's like, that's good driving across the state music.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Good, it's good watching a sunset music.
Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly, that kind of thing.
I love
dig it.
Awesome.
Cool. Good job.
Thank you.
So, anybody got a, Josh, Nick, what's happening?
What, this weekend?
Yeah, you got anything happening?
I got one thing
stuff
to plug.
Coming up?
Yeah, what do you got?
My wife's sister's friend's band. MC Pickle and the Juice is playing up at a...
You made that up.
No, for real. Man, I haven't checked them out yet, but I know the guys in it. They're pretty good. They're playing this Friday.
My sister's
Friday the 15th at the Bighorn up on West 7th. So if you're up in the West Side,
all right.
7 p.m. this Friday.
Please check them out.
What's the name of the band again?
MC Pickle and the Juice. It's my wife's sister's friend's band, and I hear they're really good.
That's awesome. They should get good. Sponsored by Mr. Pickle.
Yeah.
Sandwich shop.
Pickle juice. Dip your balls in it.
Cool. I got a plug. This weekend, Saturday, is another Derby Day, and it's the Art Town edition of the Battleborn Derby Demons. And
support your lovely ladies.
Hella Acapella will be there.
Awesome. Hella Acapella at the Derby races.
Sans dick.
Dick free.
You're being kind of a dick.
And well, I'll throw out there too. There's the Black Label Bike Club poker run at the Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor. Was that Saturday? Yeah, Saturday. So that's
pretty
a little
fun event.
Competing event.
You can run around to certain places and get cards and get drunk.
Yeah, it starts. Sign up starts at 1:00. They're having some sort of bands. Nobody knows who because it's the Black Label Bike Club guys, and they are the example of organized.
Yep.
So lots of stuff happening around town.
Yeah. All bike,
can I plug something?
Yeah, please. What do you got? Yeah, you're guest. Plug away.
Freight House Thursday night, Decoy is playing.
Ooh, big game.
Black Tangerine on Friday night, Decoy is playing.
Hey.
I like that poster, by the way.
Yeah, that's a good one, right?
Poster, yeah.
Chicks in their underwear dancing like they're crazy biatches.
Yeah.
Black Tangerine, that's on the south side of town, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I found that place by accident once. I was pulling over to pull out directions, and there's this sign that says this way to Black Tangerine. So I just followed the signs.
No, Black Tangerine, that sounds fun.
Yeah, right. I mean, it was in the middle of the day, and I had a 4-year-old with me. So
it's a cool place. Know,
is that a roller derby at the MAPE site?
Yeah, it's actually at the Rink Plaza. They call it the Downtown Plaza.
No,
that's Saturday. Rink.
It's they used to the have rink. Them all out there.
I wish they'd put that rink inside.
But now they moved them to Lawler Event Center, so most of their gigs are inside. This is the only outside gig for the year.
Wow. Right when it's a hot day.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect timing. Thank you, City. Mm-hmm.
Right on.
Thank you, Art Town.
Roger, you got anything to
I
plug?
I like seeing it outside.
No, it's fun outside. It is.
Yeah, when's the present gig coming up?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's the present. Next present gig. Who's in charge of that?
Well,
I don't know. I don't know anybody.
We're pretty democratic. We just gonna, right. What are we doing? I heard.
Hey, we're playing tonight.
Hey, I heard there's a stupid podcast.
Yeah. Well, you can hear us next on this podcast, and then we're gonna do some shows in August before
cool.
Bernie Mac.
Yeah,
and
stuff.
Wonderful.
We'll be out there, but I'll come back to the radio and let y'all know when we're doing.
Wait, so you're gonna be gone for a month, and you're going to Burning Man. Does that mean at some point it's just gonna be me and Rick?
You and Cody,
I guess.
And Rick
and Cody.
I guess so you're right.
That'll be exciting.
And whoever else from the neighborhood you can get.
Right.
Best episode.
Hey, maybe
ever.
I'm gonna call. Maybe I should call Layla.
Day labor.
There you go. Yeah, she's good. Yeah. She'd help. Yeah.
Go pick one of those guys up from the day labor place by the Hilton.
Hey man,
I
want to be
if
on your podcast.
With. Just sit on the chair.
Hey man.
Yo, estoy.
Press this button.
$15 for talking in the mic. $20 for playing the gongas.
Press.
I'll do it for cheap, man.
Presso button O.
Presso button.
Well, all right then.
I love you, my Mexican brothers. Just want you to know. That. Yeah.
Nick, the brownest Mexican man I know. well, all right, I guess that is it for... Whoa!
Yeehaw! Yeah.
Wait, I'm exciting it was an homage. It was just an homage.
And ladies and gentlemen, this has been another fine episode of the worst little podcast in the world. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. For my good friends Nick Ramirez, Josh Martin, and Rick Spagnola, this is us full of shit and saying good night, ladies.
Put away your thoughts completely. There's a light within your head to rise above. Whisper in my ear so sweetly. Let me free to climb the mountain of our love. No more talk of going down. 'Cause I just want you to stay around. Look into my eyes and you'll see. Togetherness is so near. Togetherness is so near. In a dream you sleep too deeply. Wake up, scream and grab your head and cry for life. All these holes, they're so unseemly. Rest your head and float away just like a kite. No more talk of going down. 'Cause I just want you to stay around.
It's a shock to most people when handcuffs are used.
Backwater Studios.